You're listening to SBS News.
Sporting action is slowing down for the festive season, but the men's Big Bash cricket offers a highlight for the weekend. Melbourne Stars captain Glenn Maxwell said his squad is capable of winning the title. The Stars have been one of the most successful teams in the league, reaching the semi-finals in all but one of the seven editions so far. Test cricket may be considered the game's purest form, but the shortest form is proving more popular among the younger generation. Television viewing figures are growing, and Maxwell says it's not just the fans that are loving the 20 overs form of the game.
You can have a bit of fun with it as well. I think you can sort of show a bit more of your personality, and I think during the games you can show a bit more of your personality as well. So it's entertaining, and you can certainly tell all the players are watching it and commenting on it.
The Stars take on the Sydney Thunder at Canberra's Manuka Oval on Friday evening. The women's Big Bash may not be as popular as the men's version, but it is certainly still growing. The ladder-leading Sydney Sixers take on the Brisbane Heat on Saturday afternoon, and that is followed by the Perth Scorchers clash with the Melbourne Renegades. Elsewhere in the National Basketball League this weekend, the Perth Wildcats go into their clash in Brisbane on Friday night, leading the ladder. But a loss to Melbourne United last round has put Perth on notice. Forward Nick Kay says his side will have to be switched on from the start against the Bullets.
Pretty much just effort, doing those little things that the Wildcats organisation is known for. We had patches of effort, which was really good, but we can't wait till a 15 down, 20 down to show that. And that's just about, we're going to have to come out that next game and show that consistently through the 40 minutes.
The Melbourne Boomers are leading the Women's National Basketball League. On Sunday afternoon, they take on the fourth-place Dandenong Rangers in a match that can be seen live on SBS. In the English Premier League this weekend, Chelsea takes on Leicester City, looking to keep pace with the leaders. The London side is 8 points behind leaders Liverpool and in desperate need of a win. SBS has live coverage of that match early on Sunday morning. The holiday season gives sports and athletes alike time to consider and reassess how they operate. World Swimming's governing body, FINA, looks set for a real battle with its leading athletes over the distribution of the broadcast revenue. At a summit in London, several leading swimmers are calling for a radical overhaul of how finances of swimming are distributed. Britain's Adam Peaty, the 50 and 100 metres world record holder, says the time has come for a major rethink.
They haven't been asking what we want. They haven't been giving us a fair share of the deal. 50-50. If you're making X amount on a broadcast deal or a sponsorship, the athletes need to see 50% of that, or the teams and the athletes need to see 50% of that deal. I think there's a big fight ahead to get those, but you know, we're more than willing to come together and you know, fight for that.
John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.